overall, Joe, you happy with the way you cleaned things up after the preseason?
You know, are you ever happy? No, but you know, we've got a heck of a challenge in front of us this week, so I wouldn't say that we're willing to rest on our laurels after last week, because this group's really good. I mean, they got DeAnthony Thomas, who I believe averaged close to 20 yards of return last week. They've got Niles Davis, who has got a bunch of touchdowns in the league. It's a heck of a group. So got a lot of respect for what Coach Tobe does, and there's no rest for the weary, that's for sure.
McManus was a touchback machine. Is it tougher at Arrowhead? Is it hard to get touchbacks there? Your kickoff coverage will be tested?
Yeah, you know, I haven't been there for a while, so I can't really say. You know, it just depends on what the weather's like. You know, we were very fortunate last week. We had the wind with us most every time, and, you know, their guy knocked it out too. So it was one of those deals that, you know, you get those days, and we got one last week. So we'll see what it's like. I don't know if we're going to try to hit them all out, or, you know, you got to be ready to cover at all times. So that's a big key for us.
You were okay with 57 on Sunday. Would you have been okay with 60, 65 on Sunday? How willing were you guys willing to go back on?
Again, that's a competitive thing that we'll talk about from week to week. We'll kind of set a yard line, you know, what Coop thinks is the best and what I think is the best and what McManus thinks is the best. So we'll go from that each week.
Does this guy have the strongest leg you've ever coached?
He's pretty strong. I don't know that it's the strongest leg I've ever coached, but it's up there, no question. You know, we had the guy that was here, Deluiso, was right there with them, and then we had a guy in Atlanta named Michael Kanan. So both those guys are strong, but I'm glad he was real strong last week.
McManus was talking about the challenge of kicking a PAT after a long touchdown or pick six when he's not really warming up. Do you think that might lead to some misses league-wide going forward because kickers have to warm up to it?
No, I mean, it's just something you have to get used to as the season goes on. I mean, I don't see that as a big problem. I just think they, you know, need to do a better job of warming up, you know. I mean, got to be smart about it. So, that'll be something that I don't think that's going to have a huge effect, no.
The expectation is that Emmanuel will kind of grow into that role of punt return as he gets more comfortable.
I mean, I'll tell you what, he looked pretty comfortable to me last week. I mean, you know, we were close to going on one. You know, had a penalty that we turned into the league, and we'll see how that works out. But he's dynamic back there. So, you know, we just got to get him as many catches as we can and get him as comfortable as we can.
So on that block, what's the penalty? What's a real penalty on something like that?
It's a fine again. Was that you again? Nice song. Okay, so the penalty, they called an illegal block in the back, which it was an illegal block in the back. They're trying to take that play, and as rightly they should, is, you know, they want to be secure with the players, and player security is utmost importance. And when you're going back that way, you have to really kind of lower your target area. So we see them called differently all year, and it's just one that, you know, I don't know that we've got a reply on yet. We'll hopefully find out, and we want to coach him better and get him to make sure that's a clean play next time.
Omar's banged up with the heel. Bubba, your backup plan there on the kickoff return?
Yeah, you know, we've worked a couple guys there, so we'll see how it goes. Again, you know, it's a competitive thing, so we'll see how that goes.
When all the elements are in place, like this week, short week, road team, Arrowhead's really loud, do you stress how a special teams play, whether it's a quality return or even a really good coverage, can really give a road team a boost like this?
Yeah, I would say stress is a good word. I'm pretty stressed most of the time, so it doesn't really make too much difference whether we're in Mile High or whether we're at Arrowhead. So it's a great atmosphere, and we're going to have to play our best to make sure we come out on top.